You dried out, Mark. It was pretty wet yesterday.
It was wet, yeah. Probably the wettest conditions I've played in quite a while. Yeah, it was good though. Old school sort of footy, and really enjoyed it.
Does it take a bigger toll on the group in terms of recovery and stuff when you're playing conditions like that?
Oh, I suppose so. I think, they're tough conditions. The body obviously gets a lot more probably contact, and there's a heavy ground out there. But, it's only round three, so we'll freshen up this week and recover well. And 6 day break, but so the Gold Coast, so we'll be right.
What was the most pleasing aspect about the win?
Oh, a few things. I suppose to share it with our young guys who haven't won a game of football at AFL level before, and to do it against Essendon at the G in pretty tough conditions, it'll be something that those guys will remember for a really long time. So good to get a win first up for the club this season, and our young guys to experience it, and us senior blokes to be there with them is really exciting.
Does it mean more against Essendon? Certainly there was a bit of an outpouring of, not emotion, but I guess there was a lot of celebrated quite hard. Is it more so the fact that it's against an old rival?
Yeah, I suppose a little bit. I think whenever you play against big clubs like Essendon and Collingwood and Richmond, big rivals of ours, it's always probably adds a little bit of a cherry on top. Had Sticks come in and give Tommy Williamson his first Guernsey the day before, and you just hear the way Sticks speaks, his passion, and still remember him always coming in the rooms when he was president. Always pretty fired up against Essendon, and it was a good one to win.
Can you tell us what was going through your mind when you slotted that goal from the boundary? That's surely a goal of the year contender early in the season.
Not too much going through my mind. I kicked it and I flushed it pretty well. I didn't actually see it go through. I thought it felt pretty good, and I thought that was all right, and looked up at the scoreboard and saw it went through, and Gibbsy gained a big sliding tackle, which was good, and all the boys got around me, so it wasn't too bad.
So there was no thought to, was there a thought in your mind that you might pass it, or was it always you were going for goal?
I don't know, it's a funny thing, about 30 seconds before I thought, I'm going to kick a goal here from the boundary. I don't know why I was thinking that, but and then sort of panned out the way it did, and as soon as Gibbsy handballed it to me, I thought, got a bit of time here, I can slot it on. I'd always practice out there, going into the rooms, King Bananas, so thought I'd have a crack at it, and lucky enough went through. Otherwise, it would have been a bit of strife, probably, not centering it.
So will a visualisation now be a part of your game?
I probably won't think about slotting too much from the boundary before stoppages inside forward 50, but it was one that came off, I was pretty happy it went through.
How's Jack Wettering this morning?
Haven't seen him, to be honest. We had a delayed start this morning, so we'll do our recovery and our review, but big effort from Weeders, copying a big hit, and came on and played a role for us and played really well.
Gold Coast this weekend, I know you were playing at the same time, but they were pretty impressive against Hawthorn, so it's not going to be easy next weekend.
No, certainly won't. They you beat Hawthorn, you're playing pretty good footy, and to do it the way they did, I haven't seen any of the game yet, but Ablett showed how good he is, and he got some really classy players up there, Gold Coast, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
How big with Rowe and Cripps playing after, they obviously copped Kevin Knox, what does that do for a young team?
Oh, it's really, really gutsy from those guys. Whenever you cop heavy knocks like that, and for those guys to play in, especially those conditions yesterday, it showed the determination, the courage that those two guys have gotten. And Roy's been fantastic for the first 3 weeks, and Crippers, you forget how young he is still. And those guys to get up and play the way they did was really special.
Club record tackle count yesterday. That must be really pleasing, looking at where you were 2 years ago with tackling pressure.
Yeah, well, I suppose whenever you beat a club record, it's all right. I suppose the conditions helped that a little bit, but I thought the boys' attack on the ball and man was really good all day, and to get 111 tackles is pretty good.
Has that tackling pressure been the main focus, I guess, for the younger side?
Yeah, I suppose just pressure in general. When you do have a younger side, it doesn't take any sort of talent to tackle and pressure, so it's something we speak about quite a bit.
As captain, what do you make of your team 3 games in, this development team, this transition that you're in?
Oh, look, we're certainly building. I think our first game against Richmond, we showed a few signs, but we weren't good enough for long enough. Melbourne, we had our chances probably early in that fourth quarter, and just lacked a bit of composure, and then a few skill errors really cost us. And then yesterday we came with a really strong mindset and adjusted really, I thought, quickly to the conditions. And to play a strong four-quarter effort and everyone sort of pitched in and played their part was really pleasing. So obviously it'd be a different game this week and underneath the roof, but there's some really good points to take out of with our, you know, as I said before, our attack of the ball and man was really good.
And what does that do? You know, you're going to have your struggles this year because of where you're at, but when you do go into those troughs in July, August, do you fall back on what happened yesterday and remind people of effort and what's possible with a young team?
I suppose you can't look too far ahead.
Yeah.
You know, we're only three games in.
But I'm just talking about the example that yesterday sets.
It's something you can draw back upon, no doubt, going to every game. As I said before, with pressure and effort, that's all you can look at with younger guys, and making sure that's always there. There's no talent in tackling and pressure. So, yeah, it's a good blueprint for us. You don't get those conditions too often, but it's a good way to come out of a game. Adjusting the conditions within the game, I suppose, earlier was a little bit dry. I could use a ball a little bit more, and then once the downpour came, it was good for our leaders to sort of set the standard and our young guys to really follow and adjust the conditions really well.